Now, though, time to talk to one of our finalists from our BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey Community Heroes Awards. Jeff Stonebanks joins me on the line. Afternoon, Jeff.
Hello there, Alison. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you very
much. Long time no see.
Yeah, indeed.
Now, of course, last time we saw each other was, as I say, at our Community Heroes Awards ceremony. Just remind us, if you will, why you were nominated.
Okay, well, I have a garden that I open and I organise trails on behalf of different charities, and over the last 4 years I've raised £32,000 through those garden-related events for different charities, 13 of it specifically for the New Cancer Centre in Brighton, and the rest of it for National Garden Scheme, which again in turn part of that goes to Macmillan as well, St Wilfrid's Hospice and others. So,
great
yeah.
causes. And I understand you're now in the process of trying to recruit a few more new gardens for this year.
Yes, we had this Macmillan Garden Trail, which is something, it's in its second year. Last year I was very lucky, I managed to persuade Christine Walkden, who's the patron on the garden, garden correspondent on the One Show. She very kindly agreed to become the patron of the trail. This year it's going to take place on Saturday the 26th and Sunday the 27th of July, and all the gardens will be open between 11 and 5. We've already got 18 gardens this year that have signed up.
Brilliant.
But it would be nice if we could get a few more. I mean, the trail will run between Brighton and Eastbourne.
Okay, so anywhere along the coast there, sort of Saltdean,
yeah.
Telscombe, Peacehaven.
Yeah. Although we did push up to Lewes last year, and Rodmell, which may well still be involved. But this year we're trying to do it slightly differently. Rather than have, here's the trail, 20 gardens, we're trying to create a number of smaller trails within that. So at the moment it's looking as though we're going to have a little trail around the Freshfield Road area of Brighton and Woodingdean, a small trail around Saltdean and Telscombe, Newhaven and Peacehaven. There's already quite a few in Seaford, which is where I am, and Eastbourne. So it will be good if there's any of your listeners that might be interested.
Now, I know that there will be people listening who've probably got immaculate gardens, beautiful gardens, but the thought of having strangers traipse through their garden might not be so appealing. Yeah,
yeah,
because I think, and I remember having this chat with you, initially you can be worried how others are going to react, because, yeah, you think your garden's lovely, although I know you'd be too modest to say. But, you know, you can see and you think, I'm pleased with what I've done here. But, you know, other people might come and criticise your work.
I think the key there is, if you've got family and friends that come and visit you and see your garden and they say to you, gosh, what a lovely garden, etc., etc., that really should be the trigger that says, well, OK, maybe I'm seeing it in a slightly different perspective.
Yeah.
Maybe I should give it a go. I mean, all I can say is that the first time I did it, which was back in 2009, I had all those sensations and feelings. But there was a queue of people waiting to come in the garden when I first opened, and they all had very nice things to say. And in also the 60-odd openings that I've done, I haven't had anybody make me feel uncomfortable or be critical. They may have come and looked at the garden and thought, not my cup of tea, but they've gone away without voicing any opinion.
Yeah, well, who goes to someone else's garden and starts criticising? You would hope those people would be few and far between.
And
it must be quite exciting, Jeff, you know, when you've got one of these open days and you see that queue of people, you must get butterflies.
You do get butterflies, but I have to say, as I say, most people that want to come and look at a garden are there for a reason.
They
must have a vested interest in looking at, let's be honest, most people are nosy and they want to go and see what other people are doing.
Absolutely. And I bet you've met some brilliant people and made great friends as well.
Well, I have. I mean, when we first came to Seaford, which is 10 years ago now, we really didn't know that many people. And the two things that have sort of allowed us to make more friends are owning a dog and walking the dog and opening the garden. And you do make lots of friends. And in turn, what's really pleasurable and interesting is that most of the people that will be volunteering their help in my garden throughout this summer are people that have come and been visitors, appreciated what's being done and said, well, actually, I'd quite like to help you, can I?
Oh, lovely.
And you bite their arms off.
And you really look after your visitors to your garden, don't you? Homemade cakes.
What do you mean by that?
I'm talking about the tea and cakes.
I thought you might be.
How many varieties of cake will you have on offer this year?
Oh, this year probably 4 or 5.
Very nice. Run us through the menu if you would be so kind.
We started off a few years ago when cupcakes were all the rage. Mm. We had loads of different cupcakes, and they sort of did well for about 2, maybe 3 years. But I was beginning to find last year that people were a bit tired of cupcakes.
Mm. Cupcaked out.
Yeah, they were. The thing is that a tier of cupcakes looks quite stunning. It's not always as easy to make in a small space that I've got to display them. Not always easy to make different cakes look as interesting. But last year we did well. We had some chocolate fudge cake.
Oh, always a winner.
It is indeed. We had some Parkins and ginger cake. We had biscuits, lemon biscuits. Lemon drizzle cake, to name but a few.
Mm.
I haven't decided what they'll be this year, because I shall work up what I'm going to do, because I cook all my own here myself. But again, people that want to open their garden, don't be afraid. We're not asking you to do tea and cakes. We're asking you if you'd be interested in joining this trail. There are already about 5 gardens on the trail that are willing to do tea and cakes. So if you want to do it, brilliant. But don't feel that's something you've got to do.
No.
All we're asking is, if you've got a nice garden, think about opening it up, and that's all you'll have to do.
And it's such a great way of raising money for such a worthwhile
cause. Well, it is. I mean, the first brick's going down on the Cancer Centre in Brighton, which is what all the money from this particular trail, McMillan Trail, will contribute to. Well, the first brick is laid on that project on the 24th of February.
Mm. You've got to feel proud about that.
Well, yeah, because £13,000 of the money that's going towards that project has come through this garden. Not from me, because I can only raise money if people come along and are generous and donate money.
Yeah. And so how does it work in terms of visitors? I guess they can go and just see one garden, or can they buy a ticket so they can see them all?
Yep, they can. I mean, last year it was quite interesting. The weather was reasonably good on the event last year, which is the first weekend in August. And across the weekend we had about 980 people visiting gardens on the Saturday and about 1,200 visiting on the Sunday. So across the weekend there were nearly 2,200 garden visits. And interestingly, we had a choice of tickets available last year. We had a £10 ticket that meant you could buy on the Saturday, and if you wanted to do all 22 gardens, you got round there and on your racetrack and you did all 22 gardens for £10. Others, our ticket was a £7 ticket just for one day, or if people just want to do local, and that is something that most people tend to want to do. There's a trail of 20, but people are more interested in doing the ones local to them.
Yeah.
It's just £2 at the gate to go into that garden.
Perfect.
But this year, though, we've put the charge up. It's going to be £12 for the whole weekend and £2 a garden.
Brilliant. So it's this Saturday the 26th and Sunday the 27th of July.
It is.
11 a.m. to 5 p.m. If people have a garden and they'd like to open it up,
yep,
and get involved, how can they get in touch with
you? Well, the easiest way is, I mean, the website for the garden trail is www.macmillangardentrail.co.uk. That's www.macmillangardentrail.co.uk. All the information about the trail and that is on there. And alternatively, people can contact me direct on 01323 899296. That's 01323 899296. Okay. One special treat we've got this year on the Sunday the 27th is Jean Griffin, who regularly appears with Joe on Dig It, has very, very kindly offered to be in my garden on Sunday the 27th, offering advice to people that want to come along and seek that advice. So that's another bonus as well.
Well, best of luck with it all.
Thank you very much.
I hope you have no more unfortunate incidents of people trying to have a wee.
You remembered it.
Listen, I'm not going to forget that story in a hurry, am I, Jeff, eh? As soon as I saw your email, I thought, Jeff Stonebank, I remember him. He told me the story. Go on, tell everyone else the story. Share it with them.
Well, OK, well, one day, one visit last year, I've got, right at the top of the garden, there's a studio, and it's the area where plants are sold, so it's not manned as such. Gosh. People can go up there and look at the plants and bring them back. And one of the people helping me came back down to the kitchen and said, I think somebody's just been to the loo behind your studio. I said, well, who is? Point them out and I will do something about it. But unfortunately, they were too late. The person had left the premises. But
very naughty. So if you are planning on visiting Jeff's garden, or indeed any of the other gardens in the Mabillon Garden Trail, on Saturday the 26th or Sunday the 27th of July, no peeing in the rose bushes. Okay, not allowed. We do have some standards we're trying to uphold. Jeff, as always, an absolute pleasure. Best of luck with it all.
Thank you very much indeed, Alison. Nice to talk to you.
And you. Let us know how you get on. Be in touch with you closer to the date and we'll find out more. That's Saturday the 26th and Sunday the 27th of July. If you want to find out more, if you want to open up your garden, the website address, MacmillanGardenTrail, all one word, .co.uk. Every time I